Well, I guess we were just talking to Coach Holtz about having to replace so many seniors and so much talent on the defensive side. I guess just as an overall picture, at this point in spring, how do you feel the development of the defensive side of the ball is coming along?
You know, up until today, I thought we were making progress. I think today we took a step back, and I don't know if that was, you know, Easter break or whatever their excuse is, but we can't have days like that. Every day out here is too valuable, and we're just, as like you said, being a young defense, we've got to understand that the commitment level is not just when you walk into this building. It's got to be on your mind. It's got to make you get up and think about it and really understand the commitment it takes to be a top-level defense. And the last couple of years, we've had a standard set, and we look to maintain that, but we got a ways to go.
You mentioned the commitment level. For you as a coach, knowing that there's a lot of more younger guys and maybe a lot more attention to detail than some guys that knew a little bit more with the game reps and everything, do you find that you're having to push them a little bit harder at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. Just trying to motivate them, help them understand what it is going to take to get to that level. A lot of the guys that we got have not played a lot of college football or any college football. The biggest thing to me is them taking it. It's not personal. Them taking the constructive criticism and learning from it and actually doing what we ask them to do.
When you have specifically irked you today in practice.
I just thought we came out flat. We started with the Oklahoma drill. It started there and really never picked up. Even when bad things happen, we got to have a short memory and play the next play. But, overall, just the attention to detail. We've really slowed down our install, and it was almost like starting back from day one with some of them. Not all of them, but some of the guys individually that we can't have. We got to continue to grow every single day. We took a step back.
When you have these kind of days that steps back and the youth that you're dealing with, how important do guys like Xavier Woods, guys that have been in the system, the leadership that they can provide, especially Xavier, how important are they?
Oh, it's critical. I promise you, they get sick of hearing our voices, the younger guys do. So I think it means more when it comes from an upperclassman. Seniors, obviously, all they care about is winning, and freshmen, all they care about is seeing the field, and there's a different sense of urgency. So when they hear it from a guy like Xavier Woods, it was good having Lloyd Grogan back out there today. I think he's really grown over the last 3 years and is becoming a leader for us. So when they hear it from those guys, it's big time.
Do you find that Woods maybe, it's early, it's still spring, think he's poised for a pretty good year this year?
Oh, yeah, he's playing his butt off, and we've really started moving him around. He's such a smart kid, and being able to put him all over the field, and he doesn't skip a beat. So I think we're going to do a little bit different things with him this year, and I think it's going to have a huge year for us.
When you lose 8 starters, how important is it to have a guy like Xavier Woods that can be moved around? And then how much are you relying on those very few returning starters and seniors?
It's big time. Obviously, we try to cross-train kids once they understand their job. We try to cross-train them at different positions because position flexibility is big time. Even going on, speaking of Xavier at the next level, when you show film at corner, at nickel, at Sam, at both safety spots, it's just going to improve his stock. But only having 3 seniors back and I don't know what we got back, 3 starters maybe. It's going to have to come from guys maybe that haven't started but have played some ball. Deldrick Cannon, Jalen Ferguson, they're going to have to learn to step up as leaders. Cedric Cooper, but it comes from doing things off the field right and once you earn the trust and respect of the team, then they'll listen to you. But we got a ways to go.
As a coordinator, how nervous does it make you knowing you've lost 8 starters and then you lost 2 assistant coaches on the defensive side, and there's just so much new?
It honestly excites me. Every morning I wake up, I love it. It's what you get into coaching for. It's not as challenging when you got 9 guys coming back and they know the system. But to be able to watch these kids grow every single day and really take to coaching, that's what we get into this business for. So I'm not nervous about it. I love it. I think of it as a challenge and a great opportunity.
All right.